All right, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, and I'm really happy to be in studio with my favorite co-host of all time. He's back, everybody. Brian Dovey is here. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you, everyone? How are you, Tyler Russell?
I'm very good, Brian Dovey. Thank you for asking. I've missed you.
I miss you, too.
Yeah, Brian used to come on with me when I did the morning show years ago, and you came on once because I found out you were an actor and a musician and a singer, and we came on and talked about that, and then you just kept coming back.
That's right.
And then one day you didn't come back anymore, but now you're back again.
That's right.
So a little background. At our recent Taste of Laguna event, Brian and his parents bid on this experience. So there was an auction item that was a chance to be on the air with us for a full hour, which you've never done before. So welcome to like a big time radio, one full hour. On the air with us as a guest DJ, and that is exactly what you get to do today because you won that prize.
Correct.
So tell everybody what you're up to lately. What are you working? You got a job? What's up?
Yes, I have. I work at Montage Hotel.
Okay.
I just been 5 years already.
Wow. Man, that flew by, didn't it?
Yeah, actually it did.
And what do you do over there at the Montage?
I'm doing Sorting. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So people, they'll be like, hey, Brian, put the this with this and this with this and this in this pile.
That's right.
How do you like sorting?
Well, sorting is just kind of like, okay, they're very good so far.
Yeah.
5 years. People are nice.
I mean, a lot of people don't have a job for 5 years, Brian. That's a pretty big achievement, actually.
Yeah, actually, it is big.
And what's going on with your acting career lately? Anything new?
Actually, yes. I just did my first photo shoot.
You did a photo shoot?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why don't I have a picture in my wallet? Where's my picture?
Well, I just got it from my father, and he gave me a couple of posters.
A poster of yourself?
Well, it was besides me and everybody else.
Oh, man, that is great. Where, and is it hanging in your house? Is it in your room?
Yes, it's in my room, but it's not on the wall yet.
Okay.
That's right.
Do you have a picture? Can you show me later on your phone or your iPad there?
Yes.
Okay, I got to see that. That's awesome. So on the show today, Brian is going to play some songs for us. We'll talk about him and his time here in Laguna. And I do want to say, at one point today, we are going to play your song, your big hit, Tight Jeans.
That's right.
We're going to play it. It's still one of my top favorite songs of all time.
Wow, thanks, man.
So we're going to start off with a Mandy Moore song that you've chosen. I will say, Brian, we don't play a lot of Mandy Moore on this station, so this is for you.
That's right.
This is a song that you said you like a lot right now. So tell us why you like this Mandy Moore song called I'd Rather Lose.
I'd Rather Lose is because I see Mandy Moore's amazing performer, and she's a magnificent lady. Actually met her a couple of years ago.
Well, you did?
Yes.
Okay, tell me more.
I met her, I was 22.
Okay.
Years old.
How'd you meet her? What happened?
Oh, nothing really happened. I went to a special event.
I see.
Like the presidency.
Oh, okay.
That's
cool.
How I met Mandy Moore, Kelsey Grammer, Kristen Jenner.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
Was she really pretty up close?
Oh, yeah, she really is.
I think she's probably what inspired the song Tight Jeans, which we'll get to later.
Yes, yeah.
Do you watch the show This Is Us by any chance?
Yes.
Great show, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a great show,
Makes me cry every Tuesday.
Wow.
I cry every Tuesday watching that show. All right, well, without further ado, Brian, I'm going to let you introduce this. So you just say, here's Mandy Moore on KX93.5. Go ahead.
I wanted to produce Mandy Moore, her favorite song, I Believe to Lose.
I
All right, well, if you're just tuning in and the station sounds a little different, we've been taken over by Brian Dovey. Brian is in studio, good friend of mine, former contributor to the radio station, and he bought at our recent silent auction a chance to be on the air with us for an hour as a guest DJ, and here you are entertaining the people of Laguna Beach. Hello again, Brian.
Hello, everyone.
So I got to ask you something. I just found out how old you are, and I can't believe it. I know I was shocked a few years ago when I found out, and I guess I could have just simply done the math, but how old did you just turn?
40 years old.
40. Brian just celebrated his 40th birthday. Do you know how many years older than me you are?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm not even going to tell you. it's almost as many years ago as you met Mandy Moore. Almost, not quite. So your 40th birthday, okay. I hear you went all out.
Yes, I did.
Where did you guys go? What did you do?
Oh, I actually went to Disneyland, and we went to Las Vegas.
Wow.
We actually got a chance to meet Penn and Teller.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Did you see their show?
Yes.
Very good, right?
Yes, yeah. Very, very good.
Cool. What else did you do in Vegas?
Oh, so a couple shows like The Wow.
Okay. I don't know that one.
Well, I don't know that one either, but mostly a lot of people like Agetic, Flexibility.
Oh, is it like a circus kind of show? Like
yeah,
a Cirque du Soleil
like
show?
A circus.
Okay.
Yes,
cool,
like
cool,
a circus.
Cool. All right. What else? Do you have some good food?
Yes, a lot of good food.
Did you gamble?
Yes.
Okay. What did you play? What's your game?
Oh, I played slots.
You played slots?
Yes.
What else?
Blackjack.
Cool.
Roulette.
Did you get rich?
Well, I won a couple bucks.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you spend your couple bucks on?
Well, I still have it. Still, I didn't spend it on
okay, good. You gotta save that, right? You never know. Rainy
you
day.
You never know.
So do you like gambling? You're a big gambler?
Well, I'm not a big gambler. But no, but I do gamble a little bit.
Yeah, cool. And then you went one more place for your 40th birthday, right?
Yes, I went to L.A.
Okay, what'd you do there?
Well, mostly photo shoot.
Okay. I heard you went one other place, though, one farther away place.
Yes, actually, as you've been Denver.
Denver. What'd you do in Denver?
We went to a special event.
Okay.
For Down Syndrome Organization.
Okay, tell me about that.
Oh, because many years ago, my father used to work at cable company.
Okay.
Like, and he worked for Down Syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, support Down Syndrome kids.
Sure.
So everything he did back then.
And what was this event in Denver all about?
It was a little fashion show.
Oh, cool.
And we went to Harry Winkler.
Henry Winkler?
Yes.
Wow. The Fonz.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And there's another female, Rowan. I can't remember her name okay. very well.
So did you wear any of the clothes? Did you walk the runway at the fashion show?
No, I did not.
Oh, man. Because I was going to ask for a picture of that if you did.
Yeah.
But no.
But no.
Okay. Well, how fun. How fun. And it must feel good to give back to your community of other people with Down syndrome, right?
Correct.
Was it people of all ages or mostly kids?
Mostly all ages.
Yeah. Have you seen that show, Born This Way?
No, I have not.
So there's a new show on TV. I want to say it's on A&E or Bravo. It's called Born This Way, and it's about kids with Down syndrome.
Correct.
Families. And there's a family in town, Chris Keller, who owns a few hotels. That's and he's got a little boy, Rocco. Have you met Rocco?
No, I have not.
He's so cute. I'll show you. He's like 5 or 6 years old, and he was born with Down syndrome. And they're on the show. So it's a local Laguna family
who's
featured on the show. You should really watch it. Yeah, I think you'd really like it. And it's really cool that they're featured, and they're featured in such a positive way, you know, that makes people just fall in love with these families.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, 40-year-old Brian is in here. It's no secret now, buddy. Guest DJing on KX93.5. So we're going to play another song. What is the next one, my friend? This is the Sam Smith song.
That's what Sam Smith is.
I think it's called I Feel Love, right?
I Feel Love.
All right, I'm going to put it on now.
I
well, that's a cool one. That's not the Sam Smith I was expecting. The crooning Sam Smith. It must be a different guy. I Feel Love is that song on KX93.5. And we're on the air with Brian Dovey. He's our guest DJ today. He is a former contributor of our station. He is a person who lives with Down syndrome, and he is pretty much the best guest DJ I've ever had. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
So a couple things I want to touch on here, and I'm getting more information loaded at me as we go. I understand that the poster you were talking about a minute ago
that you
have in your house now is a picture of you and your co-star
from
a movie that you just shot. And I know you've been an actor for a while, and you were featured in Glee and a couple other things.
Yeah.
But you've never really had a full-on speaking part until this movie that you just did.
That's right.
The movie is called Adoration.
That's correct.
So do you know, can you tell me a little bit about the character that you play in that movie?
Yeah, I play Richard. He's finding out what he does for a living, like, he works at his clothing store. He works very hard, and his brother came, and he lost his job for that.
Okay. So he loses his job, and if I understand correctly, it's about a person with Down syndrome who's in the workforce but isn't getting paid fair wages, like he's being taken advantage of.
Yes.
Wow. So it's kind of a tough movie, kind of an intense, hard movie.
Yeah, it is.
Not like Glee.
Well, Glee's a little like musical and a comedy and a little of...
And it's happy.
And yeah.
Yeah, but this is kind of a serious subject.
Yes.
So was it hard for you to kind of be in that mindset? Was it hard to do that role?
Well, it is kind of hard to do. It takes a lot of time practicing a lot of it.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, Brian, I think you lead just the absolutely most interesting life. You've traveled the world. I'm holding a book in my hands that encompasses all your travels from 1979 when you were a baby all the way up until today. And I'll share some of that in a minute. And you're an actor and a singer. We're going to play Brian's song later on. And an upstanding member of our community who works at the Montage. I mean, Brian, you got it all going on. And you should be an inspiration for other people, whether they live with a disability or not. I mean, you're an inspiration to me and to everybody. So I want you to know that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to play another song on your playlist. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
That's right.
Okay. Who is the witch in Wicked.
That's right.
Glinda the Good Witch. And she also has like a solo singing career.
That's right.
So this one is with Ariana Grande?
That's right.
I think. And it's called You Don't Own Me?
That's right. You Don't Own Me, yes.
Okay, cool. So you get to introduce it. So you say, here's Kristen Chenoweth on KX93.5.
I'd like to introduce Kristen Chenoweth for good.
Just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Don't
right, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM, a cover of You Don't Own Me from Kristen Chenoweth there, and that's a pick from our guest DJ, my co-contributor today, that's Brian Dovey. Hi again, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So Brian was able to buy this experience at a silent auction. Do you remember how much you spent on this?
I don't know how much.
I don't know either, but it was, you know what? That prize went very good, and you had to bid all night against somebody else.
Yes.
But he's not here, and you are, because you won. I do want to make it clear, Brian, you're invited anytime you want. You don't have to buy your time on the radio. I appreciate, and I love your family. I've always appreciated their donations. But anytime you want to come on, you just call me. You come right on the air.
I like that.
Okay, good. I'm glad. So, hey, I've picked up this this book. This is pretty cool, Bri. This is your book of world travels. And I was thumbing through this and saw some remarkable places. And this covers your entire life.
Yes.
Your 40 years of life. Yes. So tell me why you put this together.
Actually, I put that together and I did a lot of sightseeing, like Egypt.
Yeah.
A lot of different countries. A lot of people spoke different languages.
Yeah, I mean, you have been some incredible places. I'm just plumbing through. I see Australia, and then I saw Washington, D.C., and then I saw Colorado, and then I saw a picture of you and George Bush just popped right out at me.
That's right.
So that was the event you were at when you met Mandy Moore.
Correct.
Bringing it all together.
That's right.
17 years ago, and this goes all the way up to 2019 when you were at the BNP Paribas Open for the tennis tournament recently. Yeah. Really cool, Brian. I mean, this is amazing. And just to like view your whole life as a baby, like here you are on the first page with your grandfather, your dad's dad, and then there's some cute little pictures of you as a kid. Anyway, if anybody's driving through Laguna right now and wants to see about the cutest, coolest thing you've ever seen, come in and I'll show you Brian's book. I will. This is really, really cool that you put this together. And you've got to be the most organized person I've ever seen. I mean, you've got a briefcase. You got your iPad and your That's little right. stand, and you've got two books that showcase your whole life in here.
That's right.
Amazing, Brian. We're going to play another song, take a little break, and then I do want to come back and play Tight Jeans. So will you tell people, just give them a little teaser and tell them about your song, Tight Jeans?
Oh, so definitely.
So tell me about it. What's it all about?
It's like getting the groove, like it's a little bit dancing.
Yeah.
And it's a great album to work on.
Right. Yeah, you did a great job on that song. So that's a teaser. We're not going to play it right now, but we are going to play it here shortly. So for now, we're going to go to a break. Brian Dovey in studio. We're going to come back with his big song. That's next.
Thank you.
right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell, and we've got a special treat for you today until noon, and that's Brian Dovey, who's been in studio with us the last 40 minutes. He is a good friend of the station. He's guest DJing today. And Brian, I got to tell you, the more I learn about you, the more I learn about your family, the more of an inspiration you are to me, the more I love and respect you guys so much and am jealous of your life. You do some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Can you take me on your next vacation?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. You got a fourth seat or a fourth ticket for me?
Yes.
I'm going to come. I'll sort stuff at the Montage if I have to. I'll go to the Montage and I'll sort to make enough money to go with you to Australia.
I like that.
Okay, good. We are going to play Brian Dovey's song. So again, the song is called Tight Jeans, and you told us it's got a funky groove, it's a good dance track, but what is it about? Tell us what Tight Jeans is about.
Well, mostly it's about like almost like a love song to all the people like dancing.
Yeah, to the women of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Who are wearing tight jeans.
That's right.
You know, it's a simple idea, Brian, but a very complex one as well.
That's right.
It's very good. And then what inspired you? Because you were already an actor.
That's right.
You know, you're already doing all this stuff in entertainment. So why did you decide, you know what, I'm going to be a singer too?
That's right.
How did you come to that decision?
Well, actually, it wasn't because I got into singing. I was singing since I was in Denver.
So you've always been singing since you lived in Denver as a kid?
Yes.
Yeah. And then one day, whose idea was it? You know what, Brian, we should record you.
Yes, and because also a friend, I do remember his name is the producer of, his name is Thomas Appel.
Okay. You've got a great memory for names, by the way. You remember everybody's name.
Yeah.
So he helped you make the song.
Yes.
Do you remember how many years ago it was? Because you also have a great memory for dates. So how many years ago did you make Tight Jeans?
Oh, that was 2005.
See? I can't even remember what I had for breakfast this morning. And you remember 14 years ago when you made this song.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure everybody knows this is 2005. And this is still relevant today, this song. So you were very ahead of your times, in my opinion.
That's right.
And I do want to say that Tight Jeans is available now, as of only a few months ago, available on iTunes and Spotify and other sources.
That's right.
And I actually pulled up your little smiling face right here as the cover of Tight Jeans on Spotify. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So by playing this right now on the air, I think you're going to get about 3 cents.
That's right.
So between the money that you made gambling in Vegas for your birthday and the 3 cents you're going to get here, I don't know, Brian. I think you're on your way to the top.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you get to introduce your song. So tell everybody what we are about to hear.
Okay. You guys are about to hear my new song called Tight Jeans.
Tight Jeans. Looking good, pretty good, feeling. I feel so good when I see her catch my eye. And always looking good, everything I like it. I melt inside. She speaks.
All right, there it is. Brian Dovey's big song, Tight Jeans. Congratulations. I believe that's the second or third time, maybe more, that that's played on this radio station.
That's right.
And do you know what royalties are?
No, never heard of it.
So you need to know this since you're, you know, a budding musician. Royalties, whenever you get played on the radio, you get royalties. So we report the songs that we play to licensing companies, and then they pay the artists for the time they get paid on the radio.
That's right.
So unfortunately, you're not going to get rich from this. You're going to make like half a cent.
That's right.
But it's something.
Yeah.
It's coming your way. You might get a check in the mail. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Tight Jeans, Brian Dovey's big song. I'm now plumbing through another book you brought with you.
That's
and
right.
Again, Brian is extraordinarily organized. This is your acting career.
Correct.
And all the different people you've met, all the shows you've been in, all the parts you've had, your casting profile. And I am lucky enough to find this one. Who's this?
Mandy Moore.
This is Brian's picture with Mandy Moore, who, by the way, is the most beautiful person in the year. Like,
oh, yeah. She's an amazing person. And a great friend.
Yeah, that's what your mom was saying, is she's really nice and kind. She said she's just like she is in the show This Is Us.
That's right.
Which I think is probably the greatest TV show ever made. I'm not ashamed to say it makes me cry every single week I watch it. And I was just talking to your mom. She said she has to watch the show like this with her hands over her eyes. Because she cries so much watching the show.
Yes, mostly, yes.
But anyway, she's beautiful and apparently just like she is in the show. So this is cool. What's your favorite role or TV spot you've ever done, would you say?
Well, my favorite role was Shakespeare.
Okay, tell me about Shakespeare.
Mostly, I got into Shakespeare 2006.
Okay. And is that what kicked off your whole acting career?
Well, actually, no. I did Pastel Campion, Nimtuck, Saving Grace.
Wow.
And then Shakespeare.
And here's the wheelchair guy from Glee.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't remember his name.
His name is Kevin McHale.
Okay, thank you. It's probably not appropriate for me to call him the wheelchair guy. Yeah, Kevin from Glee. Yeah, you've been around the block, Brian. You have met literally everybody. Bryan Cranston.
That's right.
Who is awesome. I love him. Jennifer Garner.
That's right.
This is impressive. So do you keep these books with you pretty much all the time?
Pretty much.
So you can show people in case they ask?
Yes.
The visual cues are really, it proves it. Because you can tell me, like, I met the president. I'm like, whatever. And then you show me a picture of you with George Bush, and it's true.
Yeah,
very
true.
It is,
it is.
Okay, Brian, we're going to take one more break. We're going to play one more song and come back, and we're going to close out the show. So you start thinking about what song you want to play to finish off the show today, okay?
Okay.
We'll come right back on KX93.5.
Still.
KX93.5, I'm Tyler Russell in studio today with my co-host, Brian Dovey. Brian, how do you think we've done so far today?
I think we did do fairly good.
I think we did pretty good, too. See how quickly time goes on the radio?
Yeah,
can you believe it's been an hour already?
Yeah.
What does it feel like? Maybe 3 minutes has gone by?
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, it's been a whole hour. Brian used to come on for a short segment, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but an hour radio is the real deal today. And Brian was the winner of this prize at a silent auction and got to guest DJ. This could be you next time we auction this off, but you're going to have some stiff competition because I think Brian might win this every time.
That's why.
I think you might. So we talked about your acting career. We talked about how you work at the Montage. We talked about your 40th birthday.
That's right.
We talked about all sorts of stuff. We talked about your song Tight Jeans.
That's right.
Which is available on iTunes and Spotify. Is there anything we left out that you want to say about yourself or Laguna or whatever before we go?
Before we go, I'd like to introduce everyone here. Some really amazing people here. I want to say thank you.
Absolutely. I want to say thank you to you, buddy. Like, seriously, you brighten my day when I see you. If I'm in a bad mood, I'm in a better one after I hang out with you. I don't know if I told you this, but you actually motivated me years ago to go volunteer at the Glenwood House.
Yes.
So that's the house for adults living with Down syndrome or other...
Oh, no. That was way different people then.
Right. But what I'm saying is that I am going to go volunteer there now.
Oh.
Because I love you so much that I want to do what I can for the Down syndrome community. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, nice.
Just so you know, I don't know. I know you don't live there. You don't spend any time there. But if you did, if you came by and wanted to play some basketball or something.
I like that.
I understand. That's what I'll be doing sometimes in the afternoon. So, Brian Dovey, we're going to close it out with one more song. And then we're going to go. We're going to podcast this so people can listen back. Why don't you tell us as a finality, who's the last artist we're playing on your show today?
The last artist would be Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop Feeling.
All right, Brian, we'll see you soon, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through.